Welcome to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. on 99.1 FM KGX and 9 a.m. on 92.3 FM KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It's really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. This show, of course, is produced by my very dedicated team of student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Janet's on the board today. This is like your first time solo, huh? You can talk into the mic. We let our interns chime in every once in a while. Don't be shy. She doesn't want to.
If they're like Janet, my technicians,
we'll
they're like,
call
no.
On, yeah, we'll call on you later. But thank you for being here and hope you have a great experience and looking forward to it. And today on the show, I am pleased to welcome our guest from Rancho Mirage High School, the Visual and Performing Arts Chair, Ms. Kelly Newhouse. Welcome back.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. And two of the leads of the upcoming production of 9 to 5, Miss Jenny, is it Jaimes?
Jaimes.
Oh, see, pretty good, huh? And Miss Marilyn Gonzalez, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you.
Great to have you.
Always fun to be here.
We do this twice a year, and because we like to promote your fall stuff and your spring stuff.
And so, I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, and we appreciate you. And how long have you been here now?
Since Rancho Mirage School opened, so we are in our sixth year. So this is my sixth year.
That's crazy. I can't believe how long it's been. That's really...
Seems like just, yesterday.
Right?
And then it seems like, 18 years ago.
Right.
So.
It depends on how you look at it. Me too. That's how I've been in this job for 18 years. And I blinked and it was 18 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And the years go faster and faster the older we get, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, like these girls are going to say, it drags on. We can't wait to graduate. Can't wait to... Listen, slow down. Because at some point, you're just going to wish you didn't wish it away so quick. Anyway, so 9 to 5.
Yes.
March 8th, 9th at 7 p.m. March 10th at 2 p.m.
That Am is I correct. Right? That okay. is correct.
Tickets are all $25.
Yes, they are. Because there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, there is not. And it's at the beautiful Helene Galen Performing Arts Center at Rancho Mirage High School. And if you have not been there, you are truly missing out. And you're probably like the only ones who haven't been there, because that theater is, you can't have an event really anymore unless you book out at least, a year, 2 years in advance.
At least, even the school stuff, we have to be very mindful of when because we have to book the facility
right.
as well.
And then
we have
you
to
don't
be
want
mindful.
To miss out because the community got in there.
Yes.
You know?
And
of course you
are,
get preference, but you still have to adhere
well,
to the timeline.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's something going on in that theater all the time. But
yes. Almost every weekend, especially this spring semester, starting when we come back after winter break, which is mid to early January, and we have something happening almost every weekend until graduation in June.
Crazy. Which makes your kids a different set of kids, not these kids here, but we'll talk about that
okay.
later, because you with your reservation to the Helene Galen Performing Arts Center, you get a lot of support, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But first I want to talk about this great show coming up. So Dolly Parton wrote the music?
She did. She wrote the music and had some help with the book. I see you brought your schedule. Your script. Who wrote? I don't remember off the top of my head.
Patricia Resnick.
Okay.
Patricia.
Sorry. Patricia. Yeah, I actually have it right here.
Oh, okay.
I did my homework.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got names wrong, but I did do my homework.
That's okay. So,
out.
Yes, Dolly Parton has a big hand in the creation of the musical itself, to the point where we actually get, as part of the show, we have a DVD of her doing introductions.
Introductions of the show?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's
she's,
part of the
she's
production.
Part of the opening number. We actually get her as part of the opening
that
number.
That is so cool.
And she introduces the three primary leads of the show during the opening number, which is... Not surprisingly, nine to five. The song that everybody knows.
Now, most of our listeners are probably our age and up. So they will remember the movie well.
Yes.
80s? 70s?
Late 70s, early 80s-ish.
Yeah. So, right. So if you don't, if you're of the age of our other guests or even in your 20s, you might not have seen the movie, because I don't know about you girls, but my daughters who are 26 and 24 now, when they were in high school, I could not get them to sit down and watch a movie that was older than 5 years old, because that's old, Mom. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you're missing out, though. No, I mean, it took me forever to get them to watch The Breakfast Club, and that is a classic.
It
I don't care how old
it
you
is.
Are. So now they've come around now, and they will, you know, open their minds and hearts to something that's older than 5 years old. But typically teenagers don't do that. They only want to see contemporary things. So if you have not seen the movie, it's one of the best. I mean, it is just great. So Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda are the leads, and Dabney Coleman is the male lead. And it's just really great. But it wasn't a musical.
No.
So they had the song 9 to 5, which I think, did you girls know that song before you started working on
it? I've heard it, Dolly Parton. I've heard it multiple times, but it wasn't.
Were you guys familiar with Dolly Parton?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. I'm no, glad to hear that, because that'd be really sad. Janet, do you know Dolly Parton? Okay,
no,
good.
She's an icon.
Okay, good. Yeah, she is. She's so great. So for those who are not familiar, what's the synopsis, Kelly?
So the synopsis is the time setting is the late 70s. So it's still much more prevalent with the old boys club,
right,
and, you know, secretaries and bosses and stuff like that. And it's focusing on three women. Violet, who is a single mom, who's very smart, wants to be the CEO, wants to be promoted, but is passed over because she's female. The Dora Lee, which is the part Jenny plays, who is an executive secretary, but also an object of lust and desire for the boss. A lot of sexual harassment back before we even knew what that
right.
term was.
Before Me Too.
And then we have Judy, who is Marilyn's part, who is newly into the workforce because her husband is divorcing her because he had an affair with his secretary. So, and all that kind of stuff. So there's, so it's just following their journey through trying to make their lives better. They ultimately, and this is going to sound odd for those who might not know the story, but they ultimately end up kidnapping their boss,
yeah,
and holding him kind of hostage,
yeah,
in his house. I mean, they feed him and stuff.
Do they? And is it like in the movie they hang him up with?
We. I'm going to keep that as a surprise.
Okay. That was the best.
I'm going to keep that part as a surprise.
Okay.
We're still working out the nuances of whether that we can make that stunt happen safely.
Uh-huh.
So while they're, kidnapping their boss, so while he's being held hostage, they start enacting changes in the office that increase productivity and make everybody happier and make it a much better workplace. And then it all comes to a hysterical ending with a surprise by the head CEO, who is being performed by one of our guest artists, Mr. Bruce Rodewalt, who's a math teacher. He's a math
perfect.
Teacher at Rancho. And
I know Bruce. Perfect.
He's
great.
Been in all of our shows.
So
we like
so
to invite
cool.
the faculty to come
yeah.
play with us as well.
Oh, wow. It's so cool. And it's hilarious. It is really funny. And it's...
At least it's not a fire alarm.
No, we've had those too. And if you're hearing some extraneous noise, so we're next to the weight room. They got music blaring. The custodian just came in, emptying the trash. So,
like everything else, it's a functioning high school.
Exactly. It's a functioning studio here
there
in the
go.
Classroom. So it's very cool. We do have good equipment, though.
Yes.
And we have stellar engineering.
And we have Janet.
That's right. So anyway, okay, so Marilyn, you are playing the role of Judy.
Yes.
And describe the character.
Judy's very shy, not much outside world experience from her husband. She's basically been a home mom, and this is her first big break out into the real world compared to everything else she's done. She has a few mess ups in the story, pretty bad, but yeah. She seems to get it together by the end.
Oh, one of her lines about with the joint.
Oh, yeah.
She calls it something else. It's very funny. And then when they're all high, then
yes.
Oh,
that is a scene. I do want to point out that for actually the first time, I figured after 6 years we can start venturing out. This is not for everyone. This is not this show. I'm calling it PG-13. You know, it's not. Like Seussical, which was appropriate for all age levels, mm-hmm. this will require some parental guidance. So please do research the show if you're unsure as to whether or not you want to bring your young children. I think older children, teens, it'll be fine. They'll understand the references and get that. But there are some situations that might not be appropriate for young children.
Got it. So Marilyn's fun.
Yeah, it's been really fun. I've been having a blast being able to dance and sing. This is my first lead role that I've gotten.
Cool.
So really exciting being able to block and do lines.
That is very cool. Do we have live music for this?
We will be having live music for this.
Uh-huh. So you have your band?
I'm getting Mr. Gaylord, who is our band teacher at Rancho Mirage High School, is in charge of he's gotten a band together, and we will be having live music, and I'm really excited.
Way cool.
As always.
Way cool. That's great. Yeah, you usually do. But I know every once in a while schools can't get that together.
Sometimes it's very difficult. Yeah. Because while we have a lot of very talented student musicians, sometimes depending upon what the show is, it can be hard to find enough who play the correct instruments or have enough experience in that particular instrument to be able to do that. We always manage to find people. And it's been really, I've been very, very lucky with being able to have live music for all but 1 year. And that was just due to an unfortunate illness with Mr. Gaylord.
Right,
so he just wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But every year he's been there, we've had live music. And it just really...
It's awesome.
It makes the difference.
Is the choir involved too?
Well, a lot of the cast members are choir members. This is open to everyone throughout the school. Mr. Eisenman, our choir director, has been helping out, working with soloists and some small groups. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to do much more this year because he was doing his other opportunity program, which was amazing. They just did. A couple of weeks ago they did Thrivers, which was the culminating performance for that. So he's been extraordinarily busy.
Right. No, I get that for sure. So Jenny, you're playing Dora Lee, mm-hmm. which is the Dolly Parton role. So are you a Southerner?
I have the Southern accent, and I've been working at it very hard.
Yeah, she's Southern California.
That's, yep.
I love it. Well, that was part of her charm and wit in this. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was wondering if that was retained. And of course, you know, I'm only going off the movie, and I know that sometimes the musicals are way different. So
it's actually not way different. Mm-hmm. We get some different aspects. We get a couple of new scenes, but the overall storyline is. Pretty
so
much
I
what the money,
the
what
songs,
the movie was.
The songs go along with what's
yes.
happening. Oh, I can't
yes.
wait. That's going to be so much fun. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Learn Something New Every Day on KWXY and KGX, and our guests are from Rancho Mirage High School, our visual and performing arts chair, Kelly Newhouse, and two of the leads of the upcoming production of 9 to 5, Jenny Hymas.
Hi.
Hello. And Marilyn Gonzalez.
Hello.
And... the performances are March 8th and 9th at 7 p.m. and March 10th at 2 p.m. And tickets are $25, a bargain for that kind of production in that gorgeous theater. And you can get your tickets by going to hgpac.org. And the great thing is that you can not only buy your tickets, but reserve your seats. And I have to say that the other high schools have been coming along. They're not quite all there yet, but a couple of them are. But you guys were, from the day that place opened, you had a cadre of students who went to, I think it was Chicago.
Yes.
And or New York, but I think Chicago, right?
It was
with Mr. Eisenman.
There was Chicago. I don't remember if New York was one of them, and then I took a student to Nashville.
So the impressive part of this is that at this workshop or this week-long
It was called Camp Vendini.
Yeah, okay, so Vendini is the name of the ticketing program.
Correct.
And in that room, there were professional theater people and maybe a couple of colleges, but there were no high schools from anywhere in the country. So this was cutting edge. So you come out off the bat with this gorgeous theater, this online ticketing, very sophisticated. And then what did you do? You took that and you parlayed it into a whole program where kids are now getting credit. And what's called now?
It's called SMT, which is Student Management Team. And I cannot take credit for the creation of the program.
That was
Andy Eisenman.
You're running it now.
I'm running it now. I took it over. Last year was my first year. So I want to make sure that credit goes to where credit
Absolutely.
Is due.
Andy's amazing.
He certainly is. So, yes, so Student Management Team is actually been approved as a full A through G class now.
Awesome.
And so they are learning marketing. They've created an emergency evacuation plan, who's doing what, where people go. They're creating and recording pre-show announcements. Stuff that a lot of professional theaters have that, you know, we would like to ascribe to. They are learning, you know, they are in charge of ticket sales. They are in charge of making sure that the events get correctly put onto the website for ticket sales.
Ushering?
Ushering. They take care of ushering. They take care of all the what's called front of house. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we are a full service
theater. And when you book your event, if you're a community member wanting to book your event through at the Helene Galen Performing Arts Center, good luck because it's all booked. But if you're able to find a date that works, you can also take advantage of these services as part of the package, which is truly awesome. And these kids, you know, there are a lot of students that are interested in theater, but they're not necessarily
they don't necessarily want to perform. So we can provide the front of house support. We can also provide backstage support. I'm also in charge of the technical theater pathway at Rancho Mirage High School and help manage the student crew to help with the backstage stuff. Because, you know, I didn't have enough to do.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So, Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm calling you Judy. It's Marilyn. I am really. It's
That's
a
okay.
Bad
she,
day.
You'll notice she's.
She answered me, though.
I'm used to it.
She's playing the role of Judy. So. Marilyn. Mm-hmm. You said this is your first lead, right?
Yes.
What other shows have you been in at Rancho?
I've been in High School Musical. And I was also in Oklahoma, which we're both at Rancho Mirage. Mm-hmm. And then another high school production that I was in when I was in middle school, it was Fiddler on the Roof. They brought in some middle schoolers and they gave me a small part of Bielka?
Yes, Bielka.
Bielka. And it was really insightful.
Cool.
I really liked it.
That's great. So you've been in theater for a while.
Yeah.
And you're going to stick with it?
I'm not sure yet, but I'm hoping to.
Cool.
Hopefully.
Very cool. Do you know, you're a junior, so I won't put you on the spot and ask specifically, but do you have any plans on what you want to do after high school?
After high school, I'm thinking of going to college, maybe University of Redlands or University of Arizona.
Great.
Some thoughts.
Excellent. You know what you want to do?
Maybe something related to music, if not something relating to nursing, physical therapy.
Very cool. And Jenny, mm-hmm. you are also a junior. What other productions have you been involved in?
I was also in High School Musical, the musical in Oklahoma, the musical, my freshman and sophomore year. And it was such a great experience. Starting High School Musical was my first musical that I was in, and it was just a community. It was. I made new friendships, and it's basically the group of friends I surround myself with now. So I'm glad I joined. It's great.
Very cool. Well, you girls must be pretty good if you're, you know, the leads.
Oh, thank you.
I usually ask this question, and if you say no, I'll understand and not insist. But can we have a verse of 9 to 5?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, go
Do
for
you
it.
Like to start us off? You're in a sequence.
Okay. Sorry. Let me find my.
I'll go ahead. It's okay.
Yeah. You.
So this is from the opening number 9 to 5. Okay.
One verse. Go. Mm-hmm.
Dreams and plans are in the making. Success is out there for the taking. Wish it was as simple as it sounds. I swear to you, I'm gonna do it. Grit my teeth and I'll get through it. It's hard to see the upside when you're down.
Do we all chime in now?
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
We have to give Jenny a chance here. Go
Thank
ahead.
Thank you. They let you dream just to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you've got dreams he'll never take away.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Yeah, they were pretty quick to step up and do mm-hmm. that. That's great. That is really great. Okay, so Kelly.
Yes.
Don't want to run out of time. I'm going to, I'll do it one more time before we leave, but 9 to 5, March 8th and 9th at 7, March 10th at 2. Go to hgpac.org to get your tickets. But you guys are not done after your spring musical.
No.
A lot of the schools like that, when they're done with the spring musical, then they're pretty much done. You got two other things coming
up. Yes, we
up.
Do.
Tell us.
So I have a play, which, I've been so busy with 9 to 5.
I've
kind of, yeah, the dates are correct. And I believe the title is Just Another High School Play. And it's just, it's a fun little thing, and it's open, it will be open to the students, and probably about an hour to an hour and a half in length. I'll get you the actual
title.
It's
drama, comedy?
It's a comedy.
Okay.
It's absolutely a comedy, because that's my preference. And then we, about mid-May, in conjunction with our culinary program that's at Rancho Mirage, we're going to be doing dinner theater again.
Just Desserts.
It's called Just Desserts. And
May 17th and 18th.
Yes. And that will be limited pre-sale tickets because there's food involved. So we'll need to make, there won't be tickets available at the door. We'll need to make sure that we have a head count. So please, I don't believe that's on the website just yet, but it will be shortly. Okay. And as soon as it's on, please do buy your tickets.
And do you know how much those are going to be?
Those tickets will also be $25 because you're getting dinner and a show.
Dinner and a show.
Dinner and a show.
Catered by the culinary students in the Cafe Academy.
Correct.
Which, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
Yes.
As good as the theater kids are, the culinary kids are just as good as what they do.
And then
what
if
are we having for dinner?
I'm not sure of that menu just yet, but
that's okay. It's gonna be good.
It will be, and the desserts will be specific to the show. The premise of the show is it's a dessert contest.
Oh, okay.
And again, I'm sorry. At the moment, the exact desserts are leaving
that's
me
okay.
bad. No, one is like a chocolate tort, and one is some sort of a pie.
Oh, so they're going to make the desserts.
So they're actually going to be making the desserts that are mentioned in the play.
Way cool.
So that'll be fun.
And where do you have the dinner? So, or is it all in the black box?
It will all be
or?
Contained in the black box, which is why
smaller
we have to limit
venue.
Our. It's a smaller venue. I believe that there will only be 60 seats available, possibly more. I have to go look at my floor plan again and see if I can tweak it a little bit. But so we clear that out and we put a little stage at one end of it, and then we have tables and linens, and they set set the tables for the food up, and it gets
so served. Do you eat while the show's
yes.
going on?
Yes, you will That's be eating like while
real
the
dinner
show.
Theater. Yep. Have you girls ever been to dinner theater before?
I don't think I have.
No, it was their freshman year the last time we had it. Mm-hmm. We unfortunately couldn't make it work last year because they moved the prom and put it right on the Friday of my performance. And I went, okay,
that's
then.
Not gonna work.
I'm not going to do that to my seniors, and I'm not going to try to compete. So we just decided, discretion being the better part of valor, we chose to simply not have dinner theater last year.
Is the show interactive? Like you
it will
on
be.
Audience members?
It will be
Those
interactive.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
So I've been to like the murder mystery
It's
dinners
exactly that. It is exactly
San Diego,
a murder mystery.
And, you know, like, it was so funny. We went.
Did you do the one at the Imperial House downtown?
Yes.
Yes,
and
they're
so,
amazing.
And so they didn't pick on me, which I'm the one that they should have picked on, right? Because I'm outgoing. And then they picked on my husband. And they made him the hairstylist for this. It was getting ready for a wedding, and someone gets killed at the wedding. And I'm like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? And he went with it. You know, he didn't decline, because that would have just been just as embarrassing as getting up there. But it was cute. But he, you know, I would have milked it a little more. Even though I'm not an actress or a singer, as you can hear when I chimed in. But I do, like, just
fine.
Enjoy mm-hmm. it, you know. So, all right, you guys are busy.
Yes.
I think that's great. And girls, are you trying out for either the spring production, which we don't know the name of yet, or just desserts?
I think I might be. Yeah, it's,
again, I know, you want to get through this first.
Yeah.
I know.
I love performing, so, like, when the opportunity comes up, gotta go for it.
And did I ask you your plans after high school?
You
I don't
didn't.
Think I did.
No. I'm planning to attend a 4-year university, preferably UCLA. My brother also goes there.
Cool.
And I'm at an odds with two very differing career paths. So I really enjoy writing. So journalism sounds really great, but also I'm in love with math and science, so STEM fields.
Holy cow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is incredible to hear, because those are the two opposite sides of the brain. And usually, if you're a good writer and you love that, you suck in math and science. That's beautiful to hear.
Thank you.
Wow.
Took a lot of hard work.
You know
work.
What? If I was going to offer any advice as a former journalist who loves that
yes,
trade... there's no money in journalism unless you make it to the really big time, and with digital there's fewer and fewer of those mm-hmm. opportunities, you know, depending on what you want to do. I mean,
right.
Public relations, though, you know, is tied into that, and there's still careers in that, but the typical journalism career with, you know, either being on air or writing for a newspaper, mm-hmm. which in I give it another 10 years won't be any. Which is really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is really sad. And I was trained in print broadcast and got out just at the right time, because it frustrates me what's happened to it. Yeah, they don't, it's not journalism. It's just, look, we'll say and spray and we'll
sound
change
bites.
It. And mm-hmm. Exactly. And so anyway, we only have a minute left and I could go off on, but that would be my advice. But whatever you want to do will be wonderful. Break
thank
a
you.
Leg, ladies.
Thank you.
Kelly, thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting
us. We'll have you back in the fall to tell us what's coming up next year.
Right on.
All right. Next week, our guest will be my monthly co-host, our arts coordinator, Louisa Castrodel. She'll be bringing with her David Green, the founder and artistic director of NTU. And he will be talking about their upcoming production of Dogfight, which I know all these ladies here know all about that, because that's in their house.
Yes.
Our show airs each Sunday right here on KWXY and KGX. Our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look if you learned something new. Press subscribe. Please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Janet. We'll see you next week.